Live at 5.
We are live.
Oh.
Oh, hit it.
Mine's back there.
It's the most craziest thing I've done all day.
There's nothing in that mug. It's clanking. About that time.
My mug is full. Folks, we have just...
You want me to put yours up? You're good.
I'm good. Just in case I need it again.
Not sure about...
Do I see the doors open? Are the people walking in?
It's time.
Showtime.
I see a bevy, a plethora of people walking in. The Wheel of Fortune is being spun next door prizes.
By no other than Sam Hall.
Sam
is
Hall.
Running that side of the booth for us.
I know the question a lot of people ask.
Oh my gosh, what is that?
Oh, look at that.
What is that?
I hope they'll come over here getting a picture.
What in the world?
What are we looking
so
at?
So Sam
Whoa.
Stuff
that
is weird. Stuff
David,
is getting
are
weird.
How
are
you
doing, sir?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
all right, is it going to be in the shot?
We're here. We're doing
it. Are you going to see it?
I'm
so they can
watch.
See what we're talking about.
Surely they'll come up behind us.
Oh,
I just hope they're coming in droves now.
1,300
chaos.
Plus people
chaos.
Are walking in.
This is moment number one here at CGA Exhibit Hall. Prize is just over our shoulder, over Ashley's shoulder here. There's Jonathan Kimbrell.
What's up, brother?
We're live, Jonathan.
Good. We're live.
Shout out.
From Alabama.
Alabama.
In the house. In the house. Yes,
okay.
Sir. We were saying Sam Hall's over here giving out prizes. They're not messing
around.
We
just won the grand prize.
Already?
Yes. I have CGA slippers. I don't know about the grand prize.
Speaking of grand prize, I believe that... Obviously, we're live. I believe that they're going to announce the golf winners, too, which...
That will not be James.
Well,
they're
giving
him
for, 11th place, which is kind of cool.
And you were in 14th place or 15th?
I don't know. I might have got 11th.
There's so
it's
much
coming
going
in.
On.
It's coming in. It reminds me of AGA when we were live there when they opened the hall.
In Grapevine,
we got flooded.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Absolutely.
People popped by. People are calling me on my phone, Steve Allen. I bet you $1 million. Nope.
Nope.
Good thing we didn't bet. Did y'all catch any sessions this morning?
The speaker earlier during lunch was really good.
Yeah, that was very good. I caught that.
The chocolate was even better.
I didn't get the chocolate.
I got you chocolate.
I'm abstaining, though. I'm trying to be
sure.
Oh, I got chocolate. I'm happy about that.
We've had the scoop all day here in the exhibit hall. Everyone was not allowed in, so just exhibitors. And we went around and peeked around. There's a lot of big equipment in here. I took a lot of pictures. I can't wait to share. Everybody likes to look through big equipment.
Well, yeah, and it's hard to see. I don't think it's in the shot, but we have
some
back trucks right behind us. That's always fun. That's a cool technology.
Big hall.
You guys have all seen those in action, back trucks, right?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I played golf with Badger yesterday. We made a lot of divots. I'll just say.
So did you wet it down and then vacuum it up to clear it, or did you just replace the divot?
It was bad. It was very bad. Very bad. We got a full 2 days after this, right? Tuesday, Wednesday?
Well, a day and a half.
What day is this? Oh,
today's
no.
Monday.
It has a fly, I'm sorry. Oh.
It is day two. It is day two.
Man, look at this.
Man.
How are you?
Look at this guy.
How are you,
sir?
How
you
doing, man? Good
nice.
To see you.
Wow,
how's it
man.
Working over here?
It's awesome.
You want to shout out to everybody on the camera?
Shout out to everybody on the camera. Yeah. We're at the CGA conference, so pretty much if you're watching this, because you're awesome. If you're not watching this, you'll need you.
Man, on that note,
speak
I love
gospel.
It. I love it. Well,
I feel like that was a mic drop moment.
I know. I think we do need to drop the mic, so we're going to get started here. Start grabbing some people to come on.
Yeah.
You know what we do.
What's that?
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
You know what? This is when the adrenaline is going. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we'll be back. We're live.
Awesome.
How excited are you right now?
It's pretty awesome, guys. How are you?
We're wonderful.
Thanks for being here.
I know.
Oh, thank you for having us again.
Yeah.
You
know, anybody can, anyone can get invited once.
Right.
But when you're invited back, it means something, right?
It was either a mistake that they just duplicated it from last year or...
No.
It was, no, we had a great time last year. It was wonderful. And we've been looking forward to this. We've been talking about this for months.
Awesome.
Honestly, months.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
And it looks like a great turnout. The hall just opened.
This oh, yeah.
This place is packed. I saw everybody pour in. And so we've been in here all day watching it all come together. And so we've already kind of poked around. I'm sure you have too. There's a lot of tech. There's a lot of big equipment. There's a lot of great people. I remember sitting with you last year, and we asked you how we were going to achieve 50 and 5, and you said all of it.
That's right.
And here we are doing all of it.
It is amazing. I mean, this is almost 100,000 square feet of exhibit space, and it's full.
Packed.
It is packed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We have record-breaking attendance. We have 1,400 people here.
That's tremendous.
It's amazing. And everybody has really coalesced around that challenge. And it's really taken on a life of its own. And our committees are talking about it. Companies are talking about it. Other meetings are talking about it. It's great. It's great.
And I'll add to that, you know, the line this year is rising to the challenge.
Yes.
Okay. And James and I, as well as Ashley, we've been talking to folks about that coming on here. And they're like, this is great because we can tell our story, what we have seen in the industry, and what we're doing to rise up to 50 and 5.
Right.
Reduce damages by 50% in 5 years.
Yes.
And they want to tell those stories because they not just a shout out for them, but also to help other people understand how what they're doing that somebody else could maybe do the same thing.
That's right. And it's amazing because the mentality around being able to do it has really changed. We've really evolved as a damage prevention industry to, yes, we can. We can do it. It might be hard, but it's not insurmountable. We can do it.
We can. And again, you said it best, like you said last year, as an industry, we
all
can
of
do
us,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every asset. Every
so,
asset.
So, in the spirit of that,
yes.
I'll ask you the same question we're asking everyone else. And that's, what have you done in this past year to rise to the challenge?
I mean, we've just been hanging out, twiddling our thumbs at CGA, you know, just hanging out. You know, we have really taken on a lot of efforts that are really foundational to helping us get there. We have updated our damage information reporting tool. We have started doing some innovative research. We've really been capturing case studies. We have really been focused on technology and getting to the yes, we can. I don't know if you saw our speaker this morning or this afternoon, Sean Lyon, right? Get to yes.
Yeah.
We have to get to yes. And, you know, it hasn't always been that way historically. It's we haven't done that. We've never done that before. We can't. Yes, we can.
That's not my problem.
That's right. It's not my problem. And, you know, the why is a big one. And it is. It is to ultimately save lives.
Yep.
Right.
I will say the other thing that I just, on a personal notice, and a lot of kudos to you and the organization, I have run into your folks out in the organization giving presentations, giving talks, leading panels. You know, Sam Hall and myself, I think we ran into each other at mutual conferences, I think 3 times, maybe 4 times in the last year. And just getting that message out is wonderful. So you guys are doing a great job with that.
Thank you. And you know, the Damage Prevention Institute is really, we have to have good data to drive our message and to drive our goal. If we don't have good data, then we don't know what to focus on.
Yeah.
Right? And we don't know what we're doing well, and we don't know what we need to work on.
That's a good point.
Sarah, while we got you, I'd be remiss not to ask how, I know a lot of work goes into these things. Y'all are planning the next one already, right?
We are.
So, how proud of you are you of this staff?
They are.
And the committees.
They are amazing. I mean, we have a staff of 14. And you can look around and see what they've done. I mean, it is amazing. And next year, and I'm inviting you now, It'll be our 25th anniversary.
That's a big deal.
Wait, are you talking 3 years in a row?
I mean, three's a charm.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
It will be 25 years old next year.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
So thank you so much.
Yeah,
for everything you're doing for the industry.
Yes. Absolutely.
And for having us out.
Absolutely.
Hey, we'll be back.
Ooh, that's a, I might use that one too.
Reporting. That's a new one.
Purportedly.
Is that?
It's a real word. I'm a communications professional.
So is he. You know,
he has a
marketing degree.
In public relations.
Yep.
I don't find that hard to believe.
I know. Who would have thought you used it all these years later?
Well, that's true, actually. Yeah. I have a degree in that and then a minor in sociology and business. So I like people. I like communicating. I like relations, public relations, strategic relations. So,
changing hearts and minds.
Yeah. Dad, I did you proud. I actually used my degree finally after all these years.
Investment. What are we doing
here? I don't know. Get us on track.
I mean, the party just started. This hall opened it. You had to be proud. Which side were you on? Were you on the other side?
I was on the other
side. So we were on this side, and it was like, you know when they stock the pond? You know, I'm from Texas.
Oh, yeah. With all the fish?
They dump all the fish, and they just go. It was a madhouse in here. And then someone came by in stilts and danced behind us. I mean,
stilt walkers.
Life is good.
On the other side, we had two gigantic Rust-Oleum paint cans that sprayed paint at us. There was a laser ribbon cutting.
I got my oxygen.
You got your oxygen. You're ready.
And just so everybody's aware, because we talked about this before, Corterra's giving out lemonade. This lemonade is just plain lemonade. Some lemonades, like that have a lemon in it, might have something else in it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Reportedly.
Well, all my friends out there know I've been sober. It'll be 13 years this July 10th, and sobriety continues on with a beautiful lemonade.
And so. I've been drunk that whole time.
Somebody asked me.
There's a few people that don't know you. Do us a favor and introduce
yourself. Yes, please.
Absolutely. Hello, I'm Kelly Cahill. I'm the Communications Director for the Common Ground Alliance.
Second time guest.
Return. It was a different format, really.
But still.
I've never sat at the table with you.
You didn't sit last year in Orlando?
I don't think I did. I think I just brought folks
it was
over.
Was on when Sam, with you and Sam was the first
the
time?
The virtual one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just best friends. That's all. So I told Sarah earlier, you know, y'all invited us back this year, which thank you. But you can do a lot of things once, but when they invite you back a second time, it means something. So this means something, Kelly.
Thank you very much for being here. We really appreciate you all. You have such great energy. And I think CGA Expo is, we learn a lot. We network a lot. The energy and the inspiration, I think, that it brings folks that to bring back home and make things happen is what it's all about to me.
Yeah. You've got to be proud looking at this hall. And everything getting really started today, heavy with the sessions and keynote today, and then to come in here and experience this. There's a lot of work that goes into all this. How proud of you are. How proud of you. Oh, almost got it.
I
got
you.
How proud of this team are you? It's my first time.
The very most proud. And we've grown tremendously as an organization in the last few years, staff size-wise.
Yeah. Sarah's saying you're up to 14 right now.
We're up to 14, so it's really amazing to have what feels like a full contingent to make things happen. Sometimes our vision exceeds our ability to execute. I speak as a human being there.
Yep.
And so it's really lovely to be firing on all cylinders, it feels like.
Well, and it shows, too, and I'll give you feedback we've heard, as well as Ashley has heard from just friends in the industry, how great this conference is, how much it's grown. We're at 1,400 attendees this year.
Crazy.
Which is phenomenal.
Yes.
And everybody keeps saying that it's a highly polished conference, you know, from the beginning to the end, whether it's a beginning day one, where we have a lot of team building, where we really got to meet a lot of folks, you know, and then, you know, we see them today, and now it's like old friends. And we really did a good job of trying to pair up with people we didn't know. You know, and again, kudos to you all for doing that. That's a great way to break the ice, because now today everybody's just chattering and talking. Yeah. And again, rising to the challenge of reducing damages by 50% in 5 years, that's what we're hearing out there. Those little conversations where people are out by the benches and whatever, we're talking about that. Yeah. And that's exciting that the CGA is promoting that. So.
It is super exciting. And I'm really happy that we have a lot of content at conference this year showcasing organizations that have been able to not just reduce their damages by 50% over 5 years, but make larger reductions than that and even shorter periods of time. I think we all know it's an extremely ambitious goal.
Yeah.
For the country, for the industry. But the folks who are really dedicated to making it happen have made it happen.
Yeah.
Within their organizations. So I am thrilled about being able to kind of in this year timeline between announcing 50 and 5 this time last year and here be able to showcase a lot of folks who have done this.
Yes.
And hopefully provide roadmaps for others who are eager to do the same.
No.
Great All job. Right. So you're not off the hook here.
Oh,
you're still at work. We're asking everybody how they've moved the needle over this past year, right? How they're rising. And so you're no different. What have you done?
Thank you so much for the question. My proudest accomplishment over the last year has been the transformation of CGA's DIRT report. DIRT is the damage information reporting tool. It's our the only
We've heard of
national
it.
Accounting of damages in the U.S. And without that data, we don't know what we're doing. We can always improve the quality of that data and the quality of the insights that we get from that data. But our DIRT report that we issued last fall had a laser focus on 50 and 5, as with everything we're trying to produce in general. And again, having a kind of a case study element in there and having very pointed strategic recommendations, we took a lot of a stronger stance than we ever have previously. I think, you know, and that's what this moment requires of us. I don't think we can keep, you know, just everybody patting each other on the back. We've got to really, pardon the pun, dig into these entrenched. Oh, my God, so many buttons.
This is good. This is good.
We're in a common trench together.
Oh.
And
wait, is that 2025? Did you just let it out of the bag?
I wish. That's looking forward to looking back, our 25th year.
I've heard.
Oh.
And you weren't over here.
Oh, yeah, please. Go ahead.
Sarah Magruder-Lyle invited us back on camera.
Breaking news. Yep. She can't get out of that one.
Yep.
It was here. And I'm like, you sure you want to say
no
on
matter
camera?
What?
She's like,
no matter how we perform today.
Beautiful. And now, for one of my tried and true media training tactics that I always teach.
Oh, he's going to flip it.
You turn the interview on the interviewers.
Yes.
So well, y'all know. You both are trained professionals.
So, what has been the highlight of your brief? Because we are just kicking off. We're just kicking off conference. But what's been the highlight for you all so far?
For the conference?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go first?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'm always down. I played golf at the Broadmoor yesterday. I mean, I've driven by. I told Jimmy I've been up here in Colorado so many times, and I know the history behind it and everything. So, be able to do that with a bunch of friends and colleagues within the industry, amazing.
Yep.
But also just the energy here, the networking, the kickoff reception last night.
One of the best.
Some of the best networking I've had all year. And it's in all different ways, all the ways. And so, I mean, really, I've been impressed with everything. And we just started, like you said.
Yeah.
Yay, awesome.
For me, I'm going to say it's the length of the conference, that it's a good length where I know that I'm going to have enough days to see as many people as I can.
Not
I'm about I'm about relationships. Our industry is about relationships. Things happen because of relationships. And having that first day one yesterday, kind of be that relationship building, break down the walls, let's start to communicate, because now we're on day two, then we have day three, then day four, and then day five. It's like, that's a great way to kick off a conference. So kudos to you for that, because that's my love language, where I can spend time and talk to people. Now today it's all relaxed and we're like, you know, coming over. Dusty's coming over. He's driving a Mercedes. He got upgraded.
Oh, my word.
No. Shout out.
Anyways.
It's a rental and I stole it.
Okay, well.
We're live.
On camera. Allegedly.
On camera. Allegedly.
Reportedly.
Anyway,
allegedly.
Doing a great job at the conference.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. So proud for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the work you do. Continue to do.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. That is the name of the game, right?
It is.
Relationships, partnerships. Things, nothing happens in a silo in damage prevention or in the world. So that is the name of the game.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Hey, we'll be back.
Cahill out.
Personals.
Why don't we talk about my first time here at a CGA, how we're excited about the new
check. Is this your first CGA?
We never went with Gardner.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You doing good here?
Hey, we only focus on...
This is a lot to take in, man.
MEA, SGA, AGA. Yeah, never done this.
Okay.
Man, this is a great event.
You're a new one.
So what do you think?
First of all, what a great city.
Oh, sure.
What a great view when you walk out and see these beautiful mountains.
Yeah. Wow.
And then also, too, you know, we've been around the block a lot where we've been to conferences. And you look at the content of what people can learn.
Yes.
The sharing of ideas, you know.
Knowledge sharing sessions, I call them. Knowledge sharing.
And it gives people the ability to go back with a new idea.
Yeah.
Because to me, if your company is going to send you to a conference, come back with three ideas. Better your company, make something safe, and maybe bring a new technology back. And that's why, hey, we're excited to be here at CGA because EGW is bringing new technology.
What may that be? Tell us, Wade.
Tell us more, brother.
You know, we're always looking, you know, because you got to think about it. Things are progressing, but the whole bottom line, whether it's natural gas, whether it's water, whether it's telefiber, it's been one of those days.
Hey, did y'all get into a new territory?
Yeah, exactly. It's safety, but how can we do it more efficient?
Yes.
And how can we just kind of round it out where it's a good feeling? Because let's face it, with environmental impacts, with regulations, the old way of just going out, digging it up, if you hit something, just put something around it and go, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, think about from the natural gas side. We're talking about natural gas emissions. Look at that ruling, the great impact on all companies.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
So I think the challenge for all industries is how can we do it better? And, you know, like I said, circling back, we went out and took a look. Europe has some great manufacturing capabilities, some great technology, and we were very fortunate that we were able to work with a company called Cormet and bring the nano drill.
The nano drill.
Tell us more.
I think it's one of those that if you take a look, we take HDD drilling on a nano level, where we focus on the environmental impact, and we also look at those tough areas that normally you couldn't get. So, 4-inch and below, and what sets it apart, it's a flexible drilling rod. So we'd be able to go under a street and not take out a block of concrete. We'd be able to go under a fountain that normally they'd have to reroute and so forth. It's giving people the opportunity to do projects that maybe were a little bit tougher, and this is a new way to do it.
So again, if I was hearing you correctly, what was the size of the pipe that the nano drill?
We go 4-inch and below.
4-inch diameter and below.
Yes.
Okay. So we're not talking the big HDD ones. We're talking now residential areas.
Residential. You know, we've had the privilege of talking to a lot of companies across North America. And when they look at it, they say, oh, my gosh, I can run a surface line. I can run a water line. I can run a fiber optic. Where maybe instead
telemarketing.
Of telemarketing.
Telemarketing.
It was good. You know what?
That's a callback.
After today, I may be going into that. Give me your numbers. No, I got them. But this is exciting because it does give the capability that maybe some projects that you couldn't do or you were going to be tearing up a bunch of ground, tearing up a bunch of concrete, now you can do it right there.
Okay.
Interesting. Well, I was going to ask the question, but it sounded like I already got the answer.
Well, then I think the question, go ahead.
But
ask.
We're getting here, yeah?
Yeah.
So last year this time, you weren't here, but they announced the 50 and 5 initiative, right? Mm-hmm. Reducing damages by 50% over the next 5 years. And so this year we're checking in on people. So we'll give you a pass since you weren't here, but... Is there anything that you guys have been doing or you personally to move that number?
You know, I think that one of the great things from EGW is that we do take a look at what is going on in the industry.
Yes, and, you guys do.
Oh, and I mean, it's from new products. It's from bringing in new ideas, new concepts. To say specifically, I'm still kind of a new guy. I could not tell you for sure. But knowing Phil and Donnie and Alan and his team, I believe it's probably been on the board.
So wait, what was the name of the product though again? The Nano what?
The Nano Drill. Nanu Nanu.
Okay. You heard it here. Is this first? Is this the first?
Second day in North America.
Seriously. So this is almost like a...
Okay. Oh, really?
This is the christening.
Is this the scoop? Did we get the scoop on the industry?
No, because we've had this kind of since last September, so we've been doing some testing, been doing some market studies.
Yeah.
So
never mind.
You
could have
just 2 days national launch.
Okay. We'll take that. Thanks, brother.
Always a pleasure, guys. Keep being you, all right?
All right.
Wade Farr, right here.
Hey, we'll be back.
Nanu Nanu.
A little oxygen. Keep you moving. Keep the blood flowing. Have y'all ever met? Oh, yeah. Y'all did it at Global.
Can we say that here?
Yeah, oh.
In passing at Global, yes.
No, in New Orleans, yeah.
Yes.
I'm Ashley.
That's better.
Steve Cleaver.
Nice to meet you.
James Cross.
James Cross.
Have y'all met?
I've heard of
once
him.
Or twice. So in Orlando, I sat down with you guys.
So before we get too far, we introduce yourself and the market and who you're with.
Or we can get way too far into
it. No, go ahead.
So I'm Steve Cleaver. I'm the manager of Pacific Gas and Electric Company's Damage Prevention and Compliance.
Oh. Heard of them? You've heard of them?
I think I heard of them.
Maybe once or twice.
We might. We can't scoop that.
We can say that.
We might be headed to your area soon to record with some of your colleagues.
Fantastic.
We're very excited about.
We
talked about.
If you need any intel on folks, let me know. I can give you some dirt. So.
All right.
I'm not too proud to spill on folks.
Wait. Dirt. I see what you did there. We just had Kelly on, Kelly Cahill, and she dropped like 5 dirt puns, you know. You dig it?
Oh, my goodness.
Stop.
I can't.
I mean, Jim's not here. It's just kind of what you have to do.
That's fair.
So how's it been?
It's been good. It's been good. It's coming off the hills of another conference not too long ago, being able to see people that weren't at the other one that I was expecting to see. Rebuild old relationships. It's been a lot of fun.
Nice.
Poor etiquette. I'm like eating ice. Obviously, we've loosened up our standards here. 1,400 people here.
It's a lot. This is the biggest expo that I remember seeing coming to one of these. And then having the large room where everybody's in one spot. Anaheim was nice, but they had the expo in 2 different locations, and it made it kind of difficult. Getting everybody back in one spot's been really nice.
See, he kind of stole my question because I was going to ask how often have you been coming? Because this is my first, so...
My first one was in 2016 in Vegas.
Okay.
And then I spent a year off, and then I've been coming to most of them ever since. So,
any advice for a first-time attendee?
Don't trust your co-host.
Oh, that's aggressive.
That's a good one.
He means Jim.
Oh.
He means Jim.
Is that what it meant?
Them, right?
A lot of chaos over here. They're giving away prizes like crazy. And every time someone wins, they beat something. I don't know.
Have you had a chance to go over and spin the wheel and hang out with the guys?
No, they won't let us.
I didn't spin the wheel.
They said we signed some kind of agreement.
Word about his fair play?
You told me he was not going to show up.
I
had to go get some popcorn and some snacks. You guys have fun.
Love it.
I actually do have some CGA slippers in my bag now.
Oh, really? You went and did it. Oh, we just took them.
Are those going to get use at home?
Yeah.
Allegedly. So we're asking everybody this year. So last year, 50 and 5, right? And then now here we are, and we're asking people, in this past year, how have you risen to that challenge, right? So what's the biggest thing pops out when you think that?
So last year, in 2022, in 2022, we had best ever performance. We had 148 less damages than we did the year before and the lowest number of damages ever.
Wow.
And I felt like, how are we going to top that? So in 2023, we had a little over 200 less damages than the year before, which was the best ever year. So just in the last 2 years, we've seen a reduction of 350 damages, almost 400 damages in over the course of 2 years.
Yeah.
And we've seen fantastic success by engaging people immediately after a damage and saying, hey, let's talk about what happened. What are the lessons learned that we can pull out of this? How can we partner with you to not just train the people that are here, but prevent this from happening? And we saw over a 50% reduction in contractors that had two or more damages with us. It just dropped off, and we saw a huge reduction mainly from repeat offenders. And seeing that kind of benefit just through personal engagement and spending some one-on-one time with folks, that's the thing I think has been the most successful for us.
I love that you said that, because I was just at a conference, actually, and they were talking about that very thing. And they were saying, listen, our guys know to call before you dig, put in a ticket to wait, you know, what the tolerance level. Every one of us know that. We can recite it. But those details of what happened in those moments when they're fresh, so that we can learn and go, okay, well, you knew all those things. Why did you choose X, Y, Z, right? And it's so simple, but so enlightening when you dig into that.
It's interesting that you use the word engagement too, because the speaker at lunch was talking about, and that was the first thing, you know, to start the process is engagement. So it sounds like y'all are ahead of the game a little bit on that.
I feel really blessed to be working with a bunch of people that really care about what we do, and we're not looking at this by, hey, how do we prevent damages for a utility company, but how do we improve public safety? How can we make this safer? Being a gas and electric company, anytime somebody damages our stuff, there's a risk to their life. And we've really been incorporating human performance tools internally, and now we're looking for the opportunities for my teams, my damage investigation team, our dirt team, dig and reduction team, really looking for opportunities for that group to engage people with understanding what the human performance factors were that contributed to this. What are the error precursors that they were experiencing that maybe you can help mitigate or reduce for them to help them be safer at their job? And what are the long-term benefits for your company on work comp issues that you can reduce there and also reduce damages and look at it from a holistic picture, not just how do we prevent people from damaging stuff, but how do we make improvements on multiple phases just by addressing one thing.
Huge. Brother, always good to see you.
James, good to see you.
Always. Nice to meet you.
It was nice to meet you as well.
Hey, keep doing good stuff too. Even past this year. Just continue.
We're looking for that 50 and 5.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be back. Ed, it's always a treat to sit down with you, sir. No matter where I go, you're there.
This is
going to
be a very colorful
We've been
episode.
Chasing
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, we are
around.
Colorful today. Huh? Yeah, we look like the rainbow twins here like or something like that.
It's like the highlighters, the line quests.
It's like two real highlighters and then sure. like the one
you're
that
like
kind
of.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
a Skittle yeah. screw. Right?
Skittles?
Skittle screw.
Where's Kesley
Tweed?
Remember from Papa? Could have been a. The whole set.
The whole thing.
I think I saw her around
here. I did
here.
Too. She's doing the walks in the morning. Did you see that? The wellness walks? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go at 7 a.m. and walk around the grounds and talk about mental health.
Really?
Yeah. CGA has it all.
They really do.
They do have it all.
So I actually wanted to get Ed on because
this is your
I think this is fascinating, but I saw you were mentioned in an article on LinkedIn recently about the cargo ship
yes.
in the Baltimore area. So curious how you came to get involved with all that.
Oh,
wait,
my.
The cargo ship.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so, yeah.
Very
they,
topical.
Yep. It was all over the news, still in the news. Very tragic accident that occurred. You know, this container ship is over 900 feet long, so it's hard for me to imagine 3 football fields floating on the water, almost 200 feet wide, and, you know, it's just a massive piece of machinery. But, you know, that's what facilitates world commerce, right? Mm-hmm. And so getting goods from other parts of the world and shipping our goods out to other parts of the world. So this whole shipping industry, you know, is very valuable to the nation's economy and our economic security.
3 football fields long. So those things. And I know what you do for a living, sir, so yeah. That's very close to home, but those things have huge anchors, I would guess, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And as we've talked before, you know, and to back up for folks who may not know exactly what I do is, you know, I concentrate on marine infrastructure and pipeline safety, and more importantly, damage prevention, right? Some of the most impactful accidents are when vessels or boats have actually hit or contacted underwater infrastructure. And when that happens, the outcomes are not good. They could cause maybe an oil spill. They could cause a gas release that could be ignited. And there have been fatalities. So it's a serious, serious business. And, you know, y'all have heard me before is, you know, they're not making cupcakes out there, right? It's energy security through the pipelines and other utilities that provide those goods and services, telecom, sure. You know, water, you know, those type of things. Especially in, you know, places that have a lot of waterways, you're going to have utilities that run under those waterways, lakes, bays, rivers, out into the Gulf and into the ocean. So, and go ahead.
I was going to say, so back to the ship, mm-hmm. though, you're sitting at home sipping your coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's on the news. Then what?
How yeah, and so, you know, that was, what, March 26th, just a few weeks ago. Yeah. And, you know, I woke up and I'm like, look at this on the news, right? And many people saw this, you know, the actual ship hitting the bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, right? And the thing just crumbling, an amazing sight, very tragic. And, you know, just because the business that I'm in, infrastructure protection and safety, I got online and looked at some of my databases and found a 24-inch active natural gas pipeline that appeared to be running right under the bow of the ship, running parallel to the bridge from bank to bank, and is resting or is positioned underneath the bow of the ship. And so what's even more interesting is the weight of the bridge that has collapsed onto the ship is pushing the ship down into the mud and getting closer to that pipeline. But that morning, I alerted some professional contacts I have at NTSB, and I told them, I said, don't know if anybody has realized this, but there's an active natural gas pipeline under the ship, and the ship has dropped anchor. And if this thing has been damaged and it can't move, and you've got a gas cloud coming up from that pipeline, now you've got a gas cloud around the ship. It's very easy to find an ignition source. And unfortunately, that's the role I'm in. Unfortunately, I've had to do investigations and participate in these type of accidents when they've occurred, and they're not, that they're just really unfortunate, right? And so they were able to go identify the pipeline, close the valves, and start bleeding off the pipeline, and to eliminate that threat.
It took like several days, right?
It took 4 days, I believe, to bleed the pipeline down and basically gas free the line. Now, during the days after the dolly, you know, is trapped under the bridge, the weight of the bridge is on the bow, it's settling further and further in the mud, and I don't think we really know whether the pipeline was damaged, or if it was, how much damage. Back to your question, I think you mentioned anchors earlier. So a ship that is 935 feet, 3 football fields, it may have been a little less than that, but in that 900-foot area, the anchors are estimated about at 30 tons, give or take, probably about 20 feet wide by 15 feet, something like that. And an anchor that heavy, depending on the water bottom, can easily dig in. You know, with the anchor, dig into the water bottom when it's deployed 15 feet into the mud. So that's almost
that is crazy.
Yeah, so it's almost like excavating 15 feet into the mud
every time.
So you've got to understand that any utilities, infrastructure, pipelines, you know, can be easily damaged.
Wow. Wow.
It's fascinating. I mean, obviously a horrible event, but just the work that you do is
sure. Well, and we've sat down with you a bunch of times, and we hear about what you're doing, right? But something so applicable like that, being able to talk about it when it's topical and timely, you know, it helps you wrap your head around the work that you're out there doing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And you know, we found also that there's a 72-inch water line that crosses in the same area. There's a telecommunication line that runs in the same area. Although I don't think that those are in use at this time, but the natural gas pipeline, you know, it was active at the time. So, you know, definitely kind of hits home to me because I've seen these accidents. Sure. I know what that potential is. And, you know, just reinforces why we do what we do. We've started our Marine Safe 811 program. We're enlisting members to that program just to help fund some of the educational materials. Everything is free. The training is free, the resources. And, you know, hopefully we're trying to do our part, you know, to keep the community safe, to keep the environment safe from spills, and, you know, provide infrastructure integrity for your fiber optic, phone lines, water lines, you know, electrical lines. There's a lot more stuff that runs under a waterway than what one might think.
Edward, CGA here in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor. And last year, this time in Orlando, it was 50 and 5. Everybody heard it, you know, really for that first time. This year, we're asking folks, you know, we're kind of checking in on it. Right? It's been a year. How are we rising to that challenge? And so same question to you. What have you done over this past year to really move that needle?
Yeah, so actually we've come out with some different types of awareness material, especially with our Marine Safe 811 program that's brand new within the last year. That's an awareness program that can be used by anyone who may have waterways within their state that may have utilities, pipelines crossing those waterways. Any type of excavators that might impact a waterway. So we're really trying to do our part on the underwater marine side to contribute to that 50 and 5. Now, obviously, indicators like that are lagging, so it's going to take us a little while longer to understand how well we're doing. But I am hopeful that, you know, this tragic bridge collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore, we can actually get some learnings off of that, right? And be better prepared, be situationally aware, right? And what risks may be out there. And I think that once we start reducing these risks, we're going to see those damages go down.
Awesome, brother.
Okay.
Appreciate the super important work you do, sir.
Okay.
Hey, we'll be back.
Yeah.
We're on LinkedIn. LinkedIn best friends.
Everybody's best friends on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You know, you're much more handsome in person than you are on LinkedIn.
I agree. And that picture is like 8 years old.
That's everybody's LinkedIn.
I need to change it because I look like a baby. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
We are live at the CGA here in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor.
We are.
And we're wrapping up here. We're some of the last interviews. We snuck in.
Day 4.
And Jim's sales pitch was what? Now or never.
Now or never. This is the time.
That's how we roll.
Adam and I got to spend time together last night. And we were like, I'm like, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it in the morning because, the afternoon is off to the races.
Yeah, that was probably around midnight. So
a little bit before that for me, but
We were being heckled and bombed in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. That's my favorite. Adam, before we get too far down the road, do us a favor. Introduce yourself and who you're with.
Hey guys, I'm Adam Zatiri with Locating Dynamics. We do utility locator training and certifications based in Rancho Cordova, California.
Oh.
California. Don't you do a California bit?
I sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought so.
Yeah.
We're live here. You guys been to the CGA before?
Yeah. So actually, I've spoken at CGA when I used to work for Sensa Technologies with the acoustic pipe locator. That's actually how we originally met years ago, probably at MEA or something.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah. I think up in Rochester, Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Jay and the whole crew.
Yeah, great guys. Yeah. Manny. Yeah. Love those guys.
They're
so. I didn't know y'all had a whole relationship.
Well, we have a little bit of his. I mean, you know what? As we know, I know a few people in the industry.
Yeah,
that's all we. Well, so, allegedly.
It's a great show this week. Over 1,400 people. How's it been for you?
It's been great, honestly, guys. This has been the best CGA I've been to, and I've been to a few of them.
That's awesome.
Pre-COVID, obviously. Yeah. Kind of took a break and reset. Now
we're back. Hey, last year, the challenge was given 50 and 5, reducing damages by 50% in 5 years, which is a huge challenge, huge goal. Everybody's behind it. Now this year, a year later, CGA has said, hey, everybody, okay, how are we rising to that challenge? What are we doing? What have you seen in the industry, either yourself, your company, or what you've seen in the industry that is helping to achieve that goal?
I've seen, so probably the biggest thing is the recommendation for starting to map things when it's exposed.
Okay.
And I say regulation loosely. It's a guideline, right? It's a recommendation of best practice.
Yeah.
I think that's helping a lot, and it's helping drive this RTK to the forefront for the mapping side. And I'm sure surveyors may have a point of contention, you know, with the term mapping. And I use mapping and not SUE, right? Subsurface utility engineering is very specific. I think they're okay. They're all right back there.
Safety concern there.
Yep.
But, you know, the mapping side, you know,
okay.
And how do we get there? So that's a whole other conversation, but the technology and the training has been improving dramatically over the past few years.
And you echo what we've heard a lot this week. Again, technology and training, education, awareness, all those keep going and going and growing and getting them better. So.
Yeah. Brother?
Yeah.
Fast,
appreciate
easy,
it. Yeah.
Podcast superstar. Just
appreciate
like
it, guys.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be
glad I made it. Thanks.
You kept trying to keep starting and then...
I wonder how much you'll be able to hear it.
Oh,
no clue. Yeah. I hope. But it's kind of funny. We like this. We are in shutdown mode.
We are.
CGA, they're kicking us out. It's a wrap, just like
Well,
that.
It's kind of a...
pseudo wrap.
Yeah.
Pseudo wrap. It's a wrap of the exhibit hall, but...
This setup.
We still have a full day.
On to the next one.
This setup is a wrap.
We have still another 11 hours.
So
today.
We're kind of mobile now, so there might be some impromptu road mic action.
No, I'm taking that off.
No, I'm going to clip one on you on the top of Pike's Peak.
That's a liability.
Pike's Peak, here we come.
Yeah, we're going to go up Pike's Peak here in a bit. Me and Jimmy speak in about 45 minutes.
We'll be ready.
No worries.
We'll be ready.
So we got to go find out where we're going and make sure everything's working. But great week this week. I think I can speak for all three of us, but
please.
I won't.
No, no. What?
Being here right in the mix with CGA, them having us out.
In their booth.
Plugging us in with the right people here. Always amazing. We can't appreciate, can't tell them how much we appreciate them. It's just invaluable to be able to talk and have the endorsement, you know, of CGA saying, come talk to these fine folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we talked to any highlight episodes for you. I think we did this already.
We already did it.
I like
it.
I enjoyed the Go Digging With Me episode with JJ Harris.
Yeah, I didn't get to do that, but I think that was my favorite as well.
I mean, if you don't know, JJ Harrison is a icon in the damage prevention. He is by trade a rodeo clown as a profession. He keeps the riders safe by being that clown. The clown is uber important. But he's been doing this since, I think, for the last 12 years.
He said 2012.
So, super spokesperson for the industry and such like that. So, that was a highlight for me. I tell you what, I've already learned. I've counted five important things that I've learned this week. How many have you learned?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot. I haven't got my fingers out to count yet.
No. Okay. That many.
All of mine has been around networking this. And we still have the night of networking to come
tonight,
which is the biggest part of this event. So I've just met so many people, validated people that I'm just friends with on LinkedIn. Like, they are real. I thought you were an AI bot. there's a lot of folks out here, you know? So it's been neat.
Philip Chen stopped by.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
For real?
He's here.
Me and him. Me and him have AI bots that talk to each other on LinkedIn.
He is. Yeah. Only, and all of a sudden I turn around. He's like, hi, Jim.
Yeah,
I'm like, Philip.
So many great people.
Anyways, yeah, tons. I mean, we can go on and on.
Free shout out there.
Yeah.
It was neat to meet the PHMSA folks and learn from them. All of them are so passionate about keeping our industry safe.
Oh, they are.
And I think it shows the commitment of the team that they sent out here, all of those folks. Man, tons of friends.
Oh,
Forterra.
Man.
Oh, they, I mean, they're shutting down.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here. Appreciate being with you, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, many, many more.
And again, let's, again, sincere thanks to the Common Ground Alliance, CGA, for having us. And we will see you next year in Orlando, 2025.
Hey, we'll see you next time.